Reflecting on the game, your thoughts though?
Disappointing, Tom. You know, obviously, we wanted to come here today and we wanted to win the match. And we started slowly, so we did. And I suppose we looked a wee bit lethargic in the first half. And I felt then we sort of grew into the game well and we pushed on in the second half. You know, it looked like we were going to maybe go on and win the game, and we were starting to control things around the middle. And obviously, the sending off had a big impact on the game and changed the dynamic of the game. And so, you know, we're in a situation where we were trying to push on, then all of a sudden we were trying to, you know, press the ball with less players in the pitch, and they were moving the ball really well and recycling really well. So that was disappointing, but I suppose the key thing is it's 4 weeks to Derry, and we need to now reevaluate quickly in terms of our performance today. Focus on that and push on for Celtic Park.
Was it a case of coming back from a training camp, doing a lot of heavy work, looked a bit lead-legged at times? You know, maybe you haven't got into your sharpness training yet.
No, that's fair. You know, I mean, we know we're in a phase of training, and we're in a particular phase of training. We worked hard as well this week, you know, with the view to the Derry match, because I think that's important. You know, we have to see the bigger picture and try and work towards that. So we tried to balance that this week, but we did look a wee bit heavy-legged in the first half. But at the same time, you know, if things had to work out in the second half, maybe we could have pushed on and made that count. But it just became more difficult with the sending off.
Sending off a big moment.
Absolutely, a big moment. You know, and it's disappointing. And we had a sending off here in August as well against Mayo. You know, and both of them were situations where we let our discipline slip, and that's disappointing, and that's something we've got to address between now and the Derry match as well.
Yeah. And you're going to be without Rory now for the Derry game.
Well, let's see what happens in the coming weeks.
Yeah. You may appeal it, will you?
Well, we'll see. I need to look at it first of all and see the context of what happened.
Yeah. Are you disappointed that when you got the goal and got back into the game to draw level that you didn't push on, or that you allowed them back in again?
Well, they're a good side and they were moving the ball very quickly, and we were down a man and it wasn't easy, and we were trying to work as hard as we could, but you know, they were moving it well out of contact, and then when they did find a bit of space, they were making good incisions, and they've got some really good forwards, so it was a difficult task.
Yeah. You used your bench today, you made changes quick, you were on the ball, you brought in Neil Gallagher, you brought in Mark McHugh. Neil won a lot of ball in the second half.
Yeah, no, happy with Neil, and he's progressing well in his training, and he's fitter all the time. And there's other lads there as well, you know, that didn't get on the day, so we just have to keep pushing forward ourselves and keep moving towards the 25th of May and build towards that game.
And what's the plan now for the next 4 weeks?
Oh, I suppose get the head down and work hard, you know, and that's the key thing, and do our preparations as best, to the best of our ability. And, you know, we're away from home. Derry are in the Division 1 final here. They're bringing a lot to the table, and it's going to be a tough ask for us. But, you know, it's a game we're very much looking forward to.
Lucas.